Next, we go to new business. Okay, new business. Anybody got any new business?
I had some ideas.
Daryl McPherson and staff.
Okay. That's M.K. Williams. You have something for new business. There was somebody else in there, too.
Daryl McPherson on the staff.
Okay. So we'll put you as... okay. All right. Ms. Williams, go ahead.
Well, I've made inquiries to Credo Mobile. They are the successor to Working Assets, which went defunct. It used to have a lot of things, IRA, you know, credit cards, all that. Now they just have a mobile phone company. But if you subscribe to Credo Mobile for your mobile service, they go through T-Mobile and Sprint, which have now merged. And they take 1% of your entire phone bill for the year and they give it to good causes. So I have made an inquiry to them if they could give to BAI or Pacifica in general, or, you know, they've given away $94 million in the past 10 years through this method. So should I continue with this inquiry or not?
Well, I don't think I or this committee can authorize anything, but you're certainly, as a person, allowed to ask people what they would maybe like to do, although you can't say like you represent BAI or Pacifica or anything. You could certainly gather information from this Credo Mobile operation and bring it around when you get the information and, you know, see where we go from there. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll pursue that.
Little question of clarification.
Okay, hold. I have more than one person talking.
Yeah, our fourth timekeeper.
Mr. Timekeeper, what's the story?
New business was 5 minutes.
No, new business is until the end of the meeting.
Okay, so I'll shut off the timer.
Well, yeah, sure. What the hell? All right, Daryl McPherson.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Martin. Along the same lines as Ms. Williams, there is BAI has some money at Good Search, which is part of Good Shop. Good Search is a search engine that if you register with Good Search or Good Shop and put WBAI 99.5 in as your charity of choice, the WBAI gets a penny for every search. So the thought here is that, well, one, we currently have $1,414.55 in Good Search, and no one seems to know how to get to the money or doesn't seem interested in picking it up. One of the features of Good Search is you can check to see who's your largest donor. They give the four top donors to the cause, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So bottom line is that there are a number of companies, including the dreaded Amazon, that give money to 501c3s if you understand how to tell people how to use the system that we're talking about. So similar to getting more information to prospective donors as to employee matching, we need to promote Good Search because, A, you can get money from people can earn money for the station without having to put up physical capital. Two, we need to get someone to research all the houses
There's nothing going on here.
Okay.
Here, hold on. Somebody's got radio or TV going here.
I'm not being clear.
Okay,
I'm talking
they've
about
stopped
making
it.
Money for the station.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about raising money for the station primarily by using passive streams of income. In this case, I'm focusing on a search engine called Good Search. It is part of a larger entity called Good Shop, where you can have people shopping using that platform and donating money to WBAI. WBAI has had has been a member of Good Shop for some years, and what I'm looking at now is you currently have $1,400 there that no one is picking up, and it's been there for a while. And what I'm attempting to do is to, if people are without funds, they could do searches and gain money for the station. And so the overall theme would be, if you could spread the word about Good Search to other 501c3s, you could have searching parties in which you could support another 501c3 by having all your listeners go to Good Search, put in the charity that you want as the search engine, and raise money. Similarly, they could pass along to their members, A, listen to BAI frequently so we can get our numbers up, and B, when you're searching for something, use Good Search with BAI as your charity of choice. You'd be very much surprised how many times people say that other G engine, because that's the common search engine that people use. If we could get people to use Good Search, we would be getting that money rather than ABC getting that money, meaning the Alphabet company, not the radio station. There are also, PayPal has a system in which if you do something a certain way, you can donate to 501c3s, and Amazon has something. So what I'm suggesting here is that if you can get one of the news reporters in the station to do a story that we could then record, you know, play it as a premium, whatever, just to get people to donate to WBAI using the platform, then we can also offer it to other 501c3s, get them to understand the benefit of having their people change their behavior, and rather than using Google, use Good Search, and we could be making that penny a search rather than someone else. Considering that we're an information station, there are tons of things that need to be searched out about almost every program that comes on BAI. You could even do contests using the announcers to suggest that people go to search out whatever the last program was. The idea is get people more involved, get some capital for the station, and get more 501c3s to understand that if their population is lacking income, this is a way to gain income for them without the people having to have income. So it's goodsearch.com. Put a sign up in the studio, ask the announcers, educate the host to educate their guests, and it's a stream of income.
Mr. McPherson, I have a question
okay.
for you.
Well, but
yeah,
first,
Jim,
is Bertolt still on the call?
I don't know if he is, but I have to go.
Well, I'm trying to find out. Let's see if he answers. Bertolt, are you still on the call?
He's aware.
I guess not. Okay, if Bertolt's not on the call, I guess we'll have to hope we can get this information to him. Okay.
Now,
somebody else?
Yeah, Jim, let me – go on, Jack.
All right.
Yeah,
let's collect the stack before we just get whoever shouts loudest.
Dingman
is – okay, I have – everybody stop. We have Dingman. Who else wants to be on a stack?
Zach DePalma.
DePalma. Okay, who else wants to be on a stack? I'll put in myself at the end of this. Okay, Dingman, go ahead.
All right. Daryl and Kay raised some very good points, because Daryl's mentioned this idea to me before. And the CAB, I know, has discovered the discretionary funds that city council people have. So I know that the town hall committee of the LSB, frankly, this is a perfect subject for the LSB town hall meeting, the first one. This one's saying, how do we raise money for the station? How do we actually, what are new ways to do that? How can we make the place survive? Because the coordination of all these ideas, I mean, a lot of people have tons of great ideas. I've gotten, you know, I've had many. I've gotten pissed off when they've not been implemented. I'm sure everyone on this phone call has stories from their own point of view about that. So right now we have to take a fresh start about all this stuff and just approach it with clear heads, because they're going to come after us over the $20,000 to $30,000 bucks that we're minus every month. Okay, KPFK is the big, large elephant right now, but they're going to come after us, trust me, soon. And so we have to figure out things that can creatively solve these problems as fast as possible, or show that we're working our little behinds off to do it. And so, yeah, I propose that. And thanks a lot, Daryl and Kay, for bringing those things up, because this is very important. I have a feeling a lot of people have a lot of ideas. Thanks a lot, Art Paul. Good night, guys.
Okay. Next is Jack DePalma.
Yeah, Mr. McPherson, the problem I have is that I did go to Good Search. I saw that $14,000 there, and it'd be nice if the station could get the money. However, I'm a little bit, you know, I was an academic in my former lifetime, and I did schoolwork, et cetera, and used the library. I wonder if you I wonder who knows how many people, because there are many people I know online, but those aren't the people that are listening to WBAI in New York City. So the people in New York City, and I can tell you from some of the callers and some of the people I've met at the CAB meetings over the last 7 years, 8 years, they really are not using their computers to search things. I understand it's a great idea. I actually generated for WBAI, you know, I imagine 10 searches in one sitting and 10 searches in another sitting. But for me, it's I'd rather read a book and give them 10 bucks. So I'm not trying to be flip about it. I'm just letting you know that the computer world that promises to deliver, you know, hundreds of millions of, you know, searches is only, you know, divide by 100 to make a dollar. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be flip about it. I did it. I went there. I went there to get the $14,000, obviously, and I want all those people that listen in Germany or, you know, in Hawaii. I know a fellow in Hawaii. It's kind of like not the road to what Jim just said, which is that we have to go to the city council and get some of our city council people to say, listen, we're going to give you $5,000 discretionary funds from New York City. And it's not like the information issue is not a point. I really understand what you're saying. I've learned so much by listening to WBAI. But I also use DuckDuckGo. I also went to Good Search. And I really don't think the internet is where I look for my answers anymore. I'm not trying to be, you know, flippant about that either. I think that people that need information that use search engines, you know, wind up getting what search engines do, which is kind of direct you to where they want to tell you to go, you know, pay for some other advertising or some other concern. So good luck, and I've done it myself. I'm not being resistant. I'm just telling you that that's not going to make up the $30,000 a month that we're shy.
Okay. Next is me. And yeah, I want to say that, yeah, we have to be a little bit careful about, you know, stuff like this, because Tunstaffel, it's not a free lunch. I'm sure that they, one way or another, make money off the searches, and it may be that they just act as kind of a front end for the big G or something similar. And, you know, I don't know. It's good that there's money in there, and I'm going to, you know, see if I can get the general manager's attention. I mean, $1,400 isn't a lot, but, hey, it's something. And I'll tell them, you know, go get that if possible. But we have to be careful about advertising companies, because, you know, company X may look like it's really great, but if you delve in, you may discover that, you know, they've got their main call center is in Hades or something. So,
was that a joke, or Paul?
No, they may actually be in Hades. it's Jesus. And so, anyway, people can look into this. PAI has been doing it. It hasn't caught on too much. I'm kind of shocked that Jack doesn't do search. I think I'm older than Jack, and I do searches constantly all day.
I like footnotes in books.
Yeah, well, I have plenty of books, but I do searches like mad, because if you wanted the up-to-date stuff, that's going to be it. Anyway, I'm just saying we have to be cautious about recommending other companies and stuff like that. Okay, is there anybody else with any more new business?
I agree, Marple.
Daryl McPherson,
go ahead.
Right. Before I go on to a disturbing thing, just to answer your question, if you go to the site, it gives the history of the site. It's a go to Good Shop, look up about what these people are trying to do. You're not advertising for a company or a firm. You're using a search engine to do searches, right? Well, the reason that you advertise doing searches the way that I'm suggesting, using Good Search, is because people say Google all the time. And I don't see anybody jumping out the window when Google gets the penny rather than WBAI getting the penny. However, let me move on to something more disturbing. The friend of mine tried to do three orders through the order line. And in each case, it's an older person, so they requested a billing. They never received a billing. They did receive some email, which they were less facile with. And when they left a message, they received one of the items that they had ordered. However, they hadn't paid for it yet. So there's a concern that other people might be having, the same experience about failing to get billing. And you might be sending product out the door without getting paid.
Okay.
Paul, can I speak to that for a moment?
Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. McPherson, when I was on sabbatical in 2001 and when I retired in 2013, I decided that I was going to go to WBAI and help out in the premium department. You may not appreciate the fact that WBAI is like a home shopping network. I don't really want anything. When I went there in 2001, it was because I was listening to a radio show on Saturday night, and they offered Grateful Dead CDs. And I figured I'd give them $100. I wanted my CD. So I went there, and I got my CD. Now, the problem is that a lot of different CDs or a lot of different premiums or a lot of different things that are there, and I'm going to address both of the things you said. Number one, there's only one volunteer person, somewhat elderly and somewhat slow, according to Bertol, who kind of does the fulfillment of those things. So, yes, sometimes issues do get lost or misplaced, or we send out products without getting the money in the hand, or maybe the receipt is kind of disappeared or not timely in a fashion delivered to the person who gave the money and got the premium. So I understand that, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I do understand that this is a real problem, but the real problem is that we're a radio station, not a home shopping network, and then the problem then becomes that you have to hire people in the fulfillment department, meaning Yvonne Singh used to work there, and she's not there no more. They only got two people, Bertol and the program director. Trying to get the radio out, and the final analysis is that Matt, the guy that does the premium, and Maxine, who answers the phone on Friday to make this process where there's fulfillment, are really volunteering their time. So, yeah, I understand. Part of the reason why the radio station doesn't have an immediate response to all these concerns is because me and Jim Dingman and other people in the past have volunteered to go there and straighten it out. Meaning, you know, 300 premiums on this particular item and 142 on this particular item, and put the stamp on the envelope and put the stuff in the envelope and put it in the mail, meaning walk to the post office, meaning go to FedEx. And I understand what you're saying because you're absolutely correct, and I understand the complaints and concerns because obviously they don't fulfill the promises that they were made, as was mentioned by Bob Henley. This was Bob Henley's big concern, that the radio station would be sued by people that said, I ordered something, I gave you money, and I never got my product. That's false advertising and false promises that should be fulfilled properly. You have to respect the listener. But, and this is the big but, people want Amazon because Amazon provides them with all sorts of things like, you know, free delivery or, you know, oh, we screwed up on your product, we'll send you three of them because one of them broke. So I understand where you're coming from, but this whole idea about, you know, it's going to be made in China and we're going to be fine in America and, you know, it'll be delivered without concern is not really what WBAI represents. When I volunteer to put my time and effort into doing it, I want to make the customer, the listener, the person that ordered the product, whether it be a CD or a book or a potion or a powder or whatever the hell it is, happy and satisfied and grateful. But that is really something that is not working anymore at the radio station professionally. You don't have hired people delivering stuff. In fact, I will even share one last story with you. Back in 2010, I believe, or 2011, after the station got pushed off Wall Street because of the flood, the hurricane came and the water was 11 feet out the window, we literally walked or delivered stuff to people because it was kind of hard to go from where the premium was to where the post office was to where the customer was. It just was an impossible task, and if Dingman's not there no more, Jim Dingman remembers, we had a backlog of 5,000 items that people deserved, paid for, but weren't being delivered, and we made a concerted push in 2011, 12, and 13 from the World Financial Center, where the offices of the radio station were, to deliver the goods, to make it good on the promise, at least as much as we could attempt to do that. So I'm apologizing, but I'm also letting you know that don't expect, you know, the quote-unquote miracle of a professional, you know, we're not PBS. You're not going to get your CD of the music of the 50s next weekend because it might take 3 or 4 or 5 weeks for Matt to make a copy of that CD and mail it off to you.
Okay. All right, so we're getting sort of off topic from the finance committee a bit here, I think.
This is Matt.
Oh, Matt, you are here. Okay, Matt is...
That's the person you want to talk to, Mr. McPherson.
Okay, before
no,
we go any further...
Matt's doing a wonderful job. That's not what I was bringing up. I was bringing
okay, before,
up... That
okay, everybody the- hold on a second. Everybody hold on a second. This is a time for us to do the name thing. I need to find out, is Matt Mario Mastrandrea here? Mario Mastrandrea, are you here? No. And also, I guess for, I hope, the final time, people do not have to identify themselves to be on this call, but if people want to become a member, they do. By the way, Daryl McPherson, do you want to become a member?
I may.
Okay, so you're on. All right, so I'll record your name as being here. If people don't have to identify themselves to be here, but if you want to become a member, you do have to identify yourself. So is there anybody here who hasn't been named already, who thinks they want to become a member or might want to become a member, who would like to identify themselves by name? And I don't hear any, so I guess there aren't any. Okay, Daryl McPherson, you were replying to Jack DePalma, I think.
Yes, the point that I was attempting to make was that the call center failed to send out the manual billing or the letter billing to the individual so that they could send in the check. This wasn't a criticism of fulfillment. I understand that Matt is operating under incredible strain, and I understand that there's no staff. That wasn't the question. The question was, if you call in and you ask for a receipt so that you can send in a check and you don't get a receipt, then you're losing the ability to even fulfill, but more important, you're losing the ability to cash the check.
Okay. Is there anything further in new business for the Finance Committee? Okay, then. I will make a motion to adjourn. All right. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none. Okay. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thanks, R. Paul. Great meeting.
Okay. Thank you all. Good night.
Mr. McPherson, I'll try to see if I can find something about that and see if it'll get remedied. I understand you need to have some type of billing situation and the call center. Thank you.
Right.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks all. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.